Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in moments, quote, it's SoFi on steroids. Do I make a personal begging plea again to certain people out there who might be listening? You want me to do it?
Oh, I would have thought somebody already would have sent something to you.
We'll find out coming up here momentarily. First, don't miss the NFL draft reaction from around the country, and especially Jonathan Peterlin tonight for reaction to Game 5. Download the free Odyssey app today to listen to our coverage on your smart speakers or on the go and wherever you are. Doesn't matter. You can listen to it. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. Listen to Peterlin. It's going to be great. It's going to be strong stuff. By the way, I want to make sure people know this. Just a real quick little housekeeping thing. I think Nick might have corrected it, but I was driving to that baseball game yesterday, the game I almost got thrown out of, and Nick Wilson had said I was the one who said that Brandon Ayuk was a system-wide receiver. And I went, no, that was Anthony. I texted him, and I said, that was Lima. That was not me.
Yeah.
And he attributed it to me, and I go, no. That's Tone.
Yeah, I've been pretty clear that Kyle Shanahan gets a whole lot of a bunch of guys than I think other coaches could.
Because Brian McFadden put out something from CBS Sports, in former Pittsburgh Steeler. He said that Omar Khan is working on a big, big deal right now. That was yesterday afternoon.
Which is interesting because, I mean, you just had the draft. The draft has come and gone.
Yeah, but still got to talk about paying guys. I mean, T. Higgins, that whole thing, like... You know, just because the draft just came and went doesn't mean that those guys still don't want to get their money. They're going to want to get their money, and now these teams have to figure out whether or not they want to pay them their money. And for the 49ers, they got to figure out now with their new wide receiver, the kid out of Florida, they got to figure out what they're going to do with him and whether or not they want him right there in the system or if he becomes the third head in that monster with them, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, and then possibly a fourth one if you want to throw in Christian McCaffrey. Of course, I'm waiting for him to fall off the cliff right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm kind of... You know how I feel about Kyle Shanahan, and I feel about him very similar to, say, the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra. I'd be very, very nervous about taking guys away from San Francisco and expecting the same.
You look at those drafts over the last few years. They are not as good as what people would just assume with the San Francisco 49ers. They made some trades, and it's kind of like I've compared the Browns to a McMansion before. It's like, hey, man, that's some great curb appeal, but it gets a little bit thin in the skin afterwards. I feel the same way a little bit about San Francisco. Like, they've made some trades, and they've done some robbing Peter to pay Paul. I can't say yes because they've gone out there and they've done exceedingly well, and I think I've tried to cry wolf so many times. But, man, once you start to get in those middle rounds and things like that, there's some things that you need to – the house doesn't have great bones the way that some people would say. Like, the Rams, they've had some nice drafting here without even a first-round pick over the last few years. That's a house with good bones.
Their most recent one, it could be an all-timer.
Speaking of houses, we'll talk about the house that they play in coming up here momentarily. 216-474-0092. Now, you want to make it clear, you wouldn't trade Evan Mobley to bring back LeBron.
No, I as much as I would love that final season, maybe two season farewell act from LeBron James, how I think it would be awesome. It would be all part. I mean, they could start finally building the statue while he's playing. I think that would be really cool to see that, see the progress of that.
So let me put it on you right now.
If the one thing I'm not doing is trading Evan Mobley, because I don't need, just to entertain that, I don't need to blow up the future of the Cavs. And the future of the Cavs still hinges on Evan Mobley and his development.
Makes sense. Want to know how far you're willing to go and if there is an actual...
Because I want to play Rob Pelinka for a second, or Rob Lowe, whichever how you want to see.
They're the same person.
Yeah. If I'm Rob Pelinka and I'm on the phone with Anthony Lyman, I go, we ain't getting anywhere without Evan Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging up?
Yeah, I'm not doing it for Evan Mobley.
What if it came out that they could have had it? Because you know how these things go. Hey, you could have had LeBron James, but you decided that Evan Mobley wasn't worth it. That puts an obscene amount of pressure on Evan Mobley with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Sure, but you know, this is... It's hard to draft guys. I know right now everybody, I think, is overreacting to Evan's issues. He's 22. Yeah, he's not Anthony Edwards right now. He's just he can't be things he's not. But what he is going to be is a dominant defensive player his whole career. And whether or not you've lowered your expectations, no longer KG, Giannis, Tim Duncan, you know, a mixture of all of the best players we've ever seen that are, you know, around 6'11 or taller. He still can be Bam Adebayo, right? Just dominant defensive player who is still absolutely a cornerstone piece. And I think he's going to be that his whole career. And I hope he's in Cleveland a long, long time. I'm not giving him up just to say goodbye to LeBron.
Because for a second, when you said that over the break, I was thinking, man. And I go, no, you can't. I'm the one who wants to be measured about this. And because I don't know where they stand. I don't know what their identity is. And because I don't know what their identity is, I want to say a bunch of crazy stuff that I don't know if I actually mean later on. So I don't want to do that.
And we're getting caught up in the moment. We are.
I don't want to be too caught up in the moment.
And I've been part of it. We basically trashed every single player and coach on the Cavs and the GM over the last week. It's been two games. So yes, we're all overreacting.
Yeah.
Of course we are. No two games should ever change the entire course of a franchise in the NBA unless you were... at the stage, like say the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics are at a point where it is truly championship or bust. The Cavs were not that. The Cavs are not even close to that. Yes, we were hoping with Donovan Mitchell to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but if you heaped those kind of expectations that like the Celtics have, or when it was KD and Klay and Steph and Draymond, it's just not the same. Like we can't expect a team that's never won a playoff series and only won one playoff game to then go to the NBA Finals. What, just because we want them to? I mean, nobody else around the NBA was thinking that.
No, but it's also realistic to want more out of them. Like, it's realistic to say, all right, I got too excited about it. It should have been an Eastern Conference Finals, even though the month of January was great, and maybe we'll have another great month of January next year, but we got to get through this month, right?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic
and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, it might have been unrealistic to do it because you think of the Warriors. The Warriors had to fire Mark Jackson before. Like, we've gone through all these machinations before. And LeBron had to run into the wall a couple of times before he broke through with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So there is that as well. And we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. I got ahead of myself here. But I also know that, hey, you set this thing up. If this thing fails, this is going to be a massive disappointment. Like, I am kicking around because you set this thing up, maybe the biggest disappointment that we've seen. Now, I'll hold off on that for a second because I want to see what tonight does. And I really don't want to give that away and sound like an idiot, especially if they win, because I still don't know, and this is what frustrates me, is I don't know their identity. So I can't stand on them and say, this is what you do right and this is what you don't do right, because it just crisscrosses every single time they play.
But I'll tell you, you know, you bet on young talent. Think about Minnesota, how they were feeling a year ago when they were ousted in five games, Denver Nuggets, after they had made the Rudy Gobert trade. You know how many games they won last year? 42. They were 42-40. Think about what they were doing in sports talk radio about the future of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, they're a team that could go to the championship or could go to the West. You know, like, they are that good right now. Obviously, the Nuggets are going to be in their way, but you just never know how these things play out. They feel really good about their future now. Am I supposed to just feel nothing about the Cavs? The important thing is they still have good players.
That's true.
I think less of That's them true. Today, but let's see what happens over the next, hopefully, two games. Hopefully, the Cavs just close it out and win the next two.
And Milwaukee looks rickety all of a sudden. Like, it looks like their future isn't as bright as we thought it was. If Philly checks out on this, and it looks like Philly is going to check on this, you know Philly fans are going to be calling up about trading Joel Embiid. Like, that's going to happen. Not here, but they're going to call WIP, and they're going to be talking about trading Joel Embiid. Well, they did last year.
It's a total blow-up, that situation.
Then it becomes that blow-up. Like, not everything. I have to understand this, too. It would be a massive disappointment, and maybe you don't care, and I don't care about other teams. A lot of these builds don't get to the ultimate prize. So I got to take this as far as I can possibly go. That's why this series matters. And if this series doesn't go to where we need it to go, well, then, yeah, you know what? And even if it does, I'm willing to think about different things about our future and about the feeling to the fans, the realistic feeling of what we're going to get out of this, a guy who continuously defies age, defies time, and that's LeBron. And if I can make this thing work, I don't want to give up Evan Mobley either. I don't want to start saying things I have to take back. If I had to part with just about everybody else, I'll part with just about everybody else, including Donovan. Now, I don't know if it's just Evan Mobley and LeBron, how far that's going to go, but I think it's going to still be a very good feeling compared to where we've been before. 216-474-0092. Matt in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
What's up, boys? How are you?
Hey, Matt, not bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to bring him back. Get LeBron back. I agree with Tony. I probably would not trade Mobley, but at the same time, you know, if that's the guy that gets it over the top, I would probably consider it. I would get rid of Garland and his $35 million or whatever they're paying him, and I'd probably consider Mobley too. And then build around LeBron and Mitchell. I mean, there's your guys. Try to get another championship.
I mean, I've already got one, and because of the feeling I have, and thank you very much for the call, Lima is right. Now, I didn't want to before because I'm like, how many times can we redo it? How much pressure would be on him? I think after all this, it would be a let-up. It'd be like air coming out from underneath our collar to have him back. And to go, okay, we'll go as far as we can, but we're going to sit there and enjoy this generation of basketball for what it was and what it still is. And into the future, knowing that, hey, he would retire a Cleveland Cavalier, and I think that would be the right thing to do. Because I can't see him. I don't want to water down anything. I don't want to see him in any other jersey. I don't want to see him if he's in a Laker jersey. If he wants to stay with the Lakers, stay with the Lakers. That's fine. I don't want to see him with the Clippers. I don't want to see him with Golden State. Don't do that. Like, either come back to Cleveland or stay with the Lakers. Make someone come to you. Make that work if you have I don't know about their cap situation.
The Golden State one, because they have players the Lakers would want. Kuminga is some young player that you can build around came on strong the second half of the year.
They're talking about the end of that iteration. That's a possibility that
you
can happen.
For 1 second, like, we've seen LeBron in Miami. We've seen LeBron. Can you imagine if he ends up playing with Steph Curry?
If
after, Steph, after, after the wars that they went through, but and he's Steph, playing with Draymond potentially.
You want him in Golden State?
No, I'm saying it just from a spectacle standpoint. Like, who's not watching that?
Oh, everybody's watching it.
Yeah. I mean, for the NBA, probably pretty good.
His legacy is still greater than that. I'd like to see those guys maybe with the Lakers, not necessarily him. So you brought this up during about last night. We got to mention this because there's not much new to say. The Browns met with state officials. This was over the weekend or last week. This was reported yesterday that they have unveiled plans to them. Cell phones were taken out of the room, right?
Yeah.
In the state capitol, the state house?
Yep.
Cell phones were taken out of the room. There are renderings, correct? Describe to everybody what the renderings were described as.
I talked to somebody.
Tell everybody.
I immediately made a phone call because I knew somebody who knew somebody, and then I got to talk to somebody, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, Anthony, these renderings.
Give them the quote.
They said, SoFi on steroids.
How do you get more on steroids than SoFi? That's like saying the Ultimate Warrior on steroids, allegedly. How do you get more on steroids than SoFi Stadium?
He confirmed it.
Would it be open air? Like, would it be a big canopy underneath or on top?
No, just that it would be the most state-of-the-art facility in probably all of American sports. And you'd have that right here in Brook Park, Ohio.
If you are driving to a certain facility in Berea, Ohio, Lima and I will drop everything we're doing right after the show. Show us the renderings. We will leave our phones in our cars or Lima's SUV and in my truck. We will leave our phones away, and if we tell anybody, you can have the good son out of my three, I promise you. You can have his cat. I won't tell anybody. I want to see the renderings. Once everybody sees the renderings, I think that's going to be a done deal. But if you're saying SoFi on steroids, if that's what people are hearing, how do you say no to that? Well, how do you say no?
You say no if you see the price tag and whether or not you're going to be willing to pay for it.
And in the words of the late, great Big Tom Callahan, why say no when it feels so good to say yes? Justin Termini, NBA Today on SiriusXM NBA Radio. He joins us next. Do the Cavs still have this series in the bag? He'll answer that on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.